It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. It's not a fun predicament to be in, but sometimes you have to break bad news, and that's why you come to us.
Absolutely. So we're here for Mike today, who has some bad news to break to his sister, Felicia. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, guys. Well, it's not entirely bad news, at least not for me, but I have a feeling that she's going to take it kind of a bad way. My mom recently passed. And,
honey, I'm sorry.
It's okay. I mean, we kind of knew it was coming, but she left me as the sole executor of the estate.
Mm-hmm.
And so my sister Felicia, I think we both kind of saw that coming too, but Felicia's always been just like really kind of, we don't have the greatest relationship, and like,
right.
She's been really paranoid that I would kind of, I don't know, in some way abuse my power of being the executor of the state. So,
mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I think she was also hoping that it would be split evenly and like that whole thing. And so I just had a much better relationship with our mom, and it's just, it kind of made sense. But I want to break the news that I am the executor of the estate, but I want to assure her that I'm not going to take advantage of her or anything like that. And like, everything's going to be cool. But I just have a feeling that you won't take it that way.
Are you the eldest child?
Yes.
Okay.
Gotcha. So that responsibility kind of falls on you.
It typically does.
Huh.
You know, and I get that this can be an emotional thing, this executor of the state thing, but again, when it comes to that, hopefully she'll understand that that has more to do with, you know, things in the legality point. You're like, you're not going to have a fun route, my man. You're going to have to take a lot of work for a lot of responsibility that's going to happen, more so than,
mm-hmm.
you know, if your mom had a will, correct?
Yes, she did.
Okay. So it's already been put out there what, you know, they get. Well, this is what we'll do. We will mute our phones. Mike, you'll be able to hear us, but Felicia won't. And we will eventually chime in to help you out. Okay.
Okay, cool. Thanks, guys.
All right. Yep. Good luck, my man.
Hello.
Hey, hello? Felicia.
Hey, what's up?
How are you doing?
I'm okay. Why? Oh, something going on?
Here we go.
Yeah, I just wanted to touch base with you and let you know that mom actually left me as the executor of the estate, and I thought you should be the first to know, but I just want to let you know. Not freak
Wait,
out.
Wait, she left you?
And don't
Hold
worry.
On a minute. She left you, the executor.
Oh. Yeah, but
what
I'm
you
saying
said?
Is, I just want to assure you that, like, I'm not going to take advantage of you, or, like, everything's going to be okay. Like, I'm going to take care of you, and, like, don't worry about it.
It's all good.
It's all good.
Well, wait a minute. But what about the house? How's that going to get split?
Well, I'm in charge of it, but we can work some things out. Like, I'm open to like figuring out how we can, you know, move things around so everybody feels satisfied. But
yeah, but then
I'm
what about our sister Jeannie? I mean, what is she going to do with this? I mean, I don't know. This is really weird that she named you the executor.
Well, oh man.
Yeah, Jeannie doesn't really care as much. She's made that pretty clear.
she doesn't want
the responsibility, and there's so much responsibility and tax burden and all that stuff that I have to deal with now. So
here, let's break in. Hi, good morning, Felicia.
Hi.
Yeah, hello, who's this?
Hi, honey. This is Krista and Shady from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Your brother, Micah, you know, he gave us a call. He said that you probably wouldn't take this very well. This is a really sensitive subject, and he doesn't, you know, although now you know, he doesn't want you to feel like you will be taken advantage, because that's not how this role goes. I just want you to...
But is there a will? I mean, did mom leave a will?
Yes, there's a will, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, Felicia, it sounds like it's already kind of just been, you know, decided, and that you... I mean, as your older brother said, he's just trying to, you know, make sure that he's that you know that he's not going to take advantage of you or screw you out of anything with it, you know? So, I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah. And here's the thing, you know, you have to honor your mother's blessings on who she decided to take care of her stuff. And like Shady says, because I'm going through this right now, this is not a fun place to be, the person that takes care of all this. And your mom has a will, so everything is going to be taken care of, you know, with all the legalities. Mike's not going to be able to say, okay, I'm going to give you this much and me because he right. decides to. It's actually in the will. You mm-hmm. guys need an attorney. You need to go through all this not fun stuff. You know, he's going to be the one taking care of it.
Well, I'll better lawyer up.
Yeah, if you, well, if uh-huh. you have, you know, a house and she left the house to both of you, then you're going to most likely have to get an attorney, a probate attorney and all that stuff. It's not a fun role. So just don't think that this is going to be a fun time. He's going to take care of you. That's okay. all.
Right. He's got you. He's got your back.
You promise? All right.
Yes,
you
definitely.
Know,
that's
I'm kind of all by myself these days.
Oh. Well, I'm so sorry we both are to hear the loss of your mom. Okay, you guys?
Well, thank
Thanks.
You.
Yeah, it's not going to bring mom back.
No.
But y'all get through it together.